Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday, April the 8th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. And the phone lines are open. We had a great time during the first hour this morning talking about gas prices and people buying lottery tickets with the gas hikes and the caffeine in soda pop versus coffee. All kinds of great topics this morning. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say about any of those or Shecky Green's appearance. We, of course, think Shecky appearing today is actually his 96th birthday. 96. Born on April the 8th, 1926. And it's about, or was about, 7 a.m. where Shecky is out in Las Vegas. Strong, strong comedian. And you know, no matter how you feel about him, it's an amazing feat that at 96, he can still come on live for 45 minutes and do what he does. Not many people who can do that. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts. 740-751-4038 is the alternate number we have here at the studio. 740-751-4038, if I can get it right. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Again, I do want to thank, because I got some more cards this morning. I appreciate all the cards. And I got a few phone calls the other day, which was very, very nice. Everything's fine. I'm fine. Everything's good. And onward and upward, as they say. So everything's good on my end. Don't forget, Angie Evers and I will be on tonight from 8:15 until 10 p.m. That'll be a lot of fun tonight. And again, I do appreciate all the cards and the calls and everything. It's such a nice thing to have that going on. And when this is all over, in just a couple months, it'll be, you know, I don't know what I'll do when I have free rein to go back to doing what I used to do. It'll be a whole different world. I don't know what I'll do. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Again, do want to thank Pastor Craig for filling in for Glenn yesterday during Swap Shop. I hope that went very well. Now, here's something. You know, we're going to get in trouble again, but that's the way it goes. Here's something. Now, I don't know. I don't get the paper. I don't have a hard copy of the Marion Star. But there is a story. And I don't know if it was in yesterday's paper. I don't know if where it is in today's paper or if it's going to be in tomorrow's paper. I don't know. But 6 hours ago, this was posted on the Marion Star's Facebook page. Now, I could say this word, but I'm not going to, because you can say it on radio, but I think it's an inappropriate word to say on radio, but this is the headline. And this is what's in the Marion Star. Now, if you have read this, if it's in today's or was in yesterday's, let me know. But here's the headline. Dog with six legs and two... Now, here's the word. Let's say it begins with a P, ends with an S, And we're talking about appendages. Okay? A dog with six legs and two appendages wasn't expected to live. Now he's healthy and has a new home. Now, I think it's great that this dog has lived. But that is in a headline in a newspaper, or and I'm not even sure if that's a Marion story or not, because I don't get the local paper. Was that something that was yanked out of another state? Has anybody seen that story in the hard copy of the paper? I just can't imagine. And you know what? They do use the technical term, and that's great, because you shouldn't use slang words. And you shouldn't use innuendos, but my goodness gracious. Go ahead, caller.
Prior to stuffing my face, I had to call. I'm just giggling. It's not really what I expected it to be. April Fool's, Scott, was a week ago. I haven't seen the Facebook page. Is that a real story? Why is that the headline?
That is the headline of the story. Dog with six legs, two appendages, but they're not using the word appendages.
Male appendages.
Yeah, wasn't expected to live. Now he's healthy and has a new home.
Well, certainly the owner of that animal will be getting a lot of stares and probably a lot of. Maybe you should interview the owner of that animal. That would be fabulous. Talk about interviewer to unusual occurrences.
Well, you know what it's a great. I'm not saying the story doesn't have merit, because clearly this dog has been born. I don't know if you'd call it deformed or what, but the fact that it has lived
generously equipped.
Well, with six legs, and I think that's great that it has lived, but I can't imagine that they would put that in the headline. That they would use that word.
Isn't the big story the new Supreme Court justice? That's the
no.
The dispatch.
No. And I don't get the hard copy of the paper, so I don't know if it's on the front page. I don't know. I don't know. It's on their Facebook page. That's all I know.
I mean, it's a human interest story with all the bad things going on, inflation, things in Eastern Europe. I mean, it's a human interest story. Yes, it's kind of funny, but it's, you know, from a scientific standpoint. I'm glad the dog is living. I'd be interested in talking to the owner as that owner takes the dog for a walk. It'll certainly get some stares.
Yeah, but don't you think can you imagine a day? Could you imagine in the 80s or in the 50s when the newspaper business was at its height that those people who were writing stories would use that as a headline grabber?
And so the actual biological term was used in the headline?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say the word on the air. I mean, if I was talking to a urologist or something when it was purely scientific, but no, we can describe it. And I guess in things are a little different, but it's just a little of the mystique of it and just kind of wondering, I wasn't sure if that would actually be the word, because I wasn't sure what the word would be until you described it.
Well, you know what? I honestly, if you put that as part of the story, I would have no problem with that. What I'm saying here is this headline is clearly meant to grab eyes.
Yeah, it's like, okay, but my thought is April Fool's Day was a week ago. Is it real? I haven't seen the article. I assume that it is, but it's certainly, it's different. And I would be interested in seeing the stares from people when this dog is being taken for a walk.
Well, I'm just, you know what? The dog itself, to me, that's not a story. The story is that it has lived, that it wasn't expected to live. But the wording of the headline, you know, because we've talked so much this week about the newspaper and the Warners and are they overdoing it and what is a story? Well, see, this to me just feeds in to that whole thing. I can't imagine that who thunk that up? And I'm not saying it's a local thing. I don't know if this is a local story. I don't get the Star, and I don't have an online subscription.
Looking at their Facebook, they post a lot of stuff, and a lot of it is not local or regional. Just trying to find Raga.
Yeah, Raga, that's it.
German Shepherd puppy had numerous abnormal organs at birth.
Now, you notice you notice when the Star put it on Facebook, their Facebook tag doesn't use that word, but the word is used in the headline.
Yeah. Interestingly, the correct plural is a little different. It's where you end it in an ES, kind of like analysis and analysis. Either plural is okay.
Is it a local story? Were you able to see that?
You there, Scott?
Yeah.
I said,
was it a local story? Were you able to see?
Yeah, I'm looking. I mean, I only get like one article a week. It's in Indianapolis, so it's regional.
So it's not even a local, somebody chose to put that in the paper.
Yeah, six legs, an extra colon, and four, I'm going to say the word, it starts with a T.
They didn't put colon in the title.
And an extra colon, or large intestine. And then I guess the extra part that you hinted about was removed.
Well, that's good, and I think that's fine to mention in the story, like the colon and the intestine. But this isn't even a Marion story. It's a story in Indiana.
Remember, I talked about that once, Scott. It's Marion County. Maybe they got a little confused. Maybe they had a couple cold ones.
I don't know. I just wonder.
Marion County, Indiana.
I just wonder.
Only I would know something so arcane as that.
Well, I just wonder if it's in the hard copy of the paper.
I haven't seen it, but I'm looking at the link from their Facebook. And again, if you don't pay, you get like one or two articles a week. So feel privileged that I use this as one of my ration of articles. But it's a human story. We love to see stories about dogs and cats, about new puppies. And it's a sweet dog. I mean, I'm sure this dog will provide the family lots of love. Dogs know when a family puts a lot of love in their direction. And it's a sweet story. The veterinarian was halfway through her three-year surgical residency and has done two surgeries on Raga.
The story's fine. I don't have any problem with the story. All I'm saying is the headline, and for it not even being a local story, I would never expect that to be in the...
I'm thinking, jokes aside, maybe they saw Marion County, and it was Marion County, Indiana, which it is, but this is Marion County.
I wonder if President Harding would have enjoyed having that in his newspaper.
Maybe this dog needs a special collar due to the special body. And who knows if somebody would have stolen that collar. It would be a collector's item, right?
I don't know. It's just an odd thing to me. But onward and upward.
Yeah, having my 24-ounce coffee is probably affecting my ability to be a little more creative than I normally am.
We'll see how it goes. Following Shecky Green is very difficult.
Yeah, I would say that's a hard act to follow, Scott, but you do the best you can. So I'm going to go satisfy my hunger, and I will listen again this evening to the extravaganza with you and Angie.
All right, enjoy. Thank you. All right, phone lines are open. Now, I'm just curious, what do you think about that? Do you think that using a word like that in a headline in a newspaper is okay? Because here's my thought. This is in grocery stores, you know, newspaper racks. And there are kids that walk by, and kids love a story about an animal. And here because it's a headline, that word would be, you know, obviously in bold on the story. Does somebody have a hard copy of the paper? Is it actually in the paper? Or was this just something they put on the social media page to get attention? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, everything is changing. Everything is a little different than it used to be. But you have to adapt with change and go on down the road. Okay. Well, it's been an interesting week when you consider we've talked about the Warner's case and newspapers, and here's another story about newspapers, and we certainly have talked about dogs this week with President Harding's dog collar. You know, it's still a mystery to me how nobody knows anything about that dog collar. I mean, here at this station, we have a $1,000 reward waiting for the return of that dog collar, thanks to one of our devoted listeners. Now, people like to talk. People like to talk, even when they make up stories sometimes as gossip. People like to talk. How is it in 11 years nobody knows anything about this dog collar? I just don't believe that. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that sounds like something that's the checkout counter when you're checking out the groceries. The Star and what are those things called to inquire?
Well, I mean, am I being too uptight? I mean, is that okay to print that word in a newspaper in bold print in a title, in a headline?
I don't think so, but
I don't get it. I when I saw that as a headline for a news story in the local paper, I thought, why would you put that word in the title? That's one of those words, as I say, we would not say on radio because it's not considered a word that you would use in proper company unless you had a doctor on.
I wonder if he studs it out if he gets paid double.
I don't know. See, and the story, I mean, are people going to read this story? Is that exciting? Does that jump out at people? I don't know.
Well, I guess it's to get you to read the whole story instead of going, you know, passing it by. But I think he could have worded it a little bit, you know, different and still got your point across.
But here's the thing. I know, and you know as well as I do, that the readership of the hard copy of the Marion Star is an older readership. The kids now get their news on the internet, on television, on their phones. They don't get a hard copy of the Marion Star. They don't have a subscription. So the older generation that's reading this, do they think that's okay? Because, again, you got to understand your audience. You know, I understand that doing this type of a talk show. There are certain people I would not book on this show because I know it would not be of interest to the audience. Now, it might be of the interest of an audience of a morning zoo program, but not this program. So it just baffles me that that would be a story in a newspaper that they know would be geared toward older people.
Yeah. You know, Shecky Green's 96 years old, and he still sounds pretty good, but, you know, I don't know about you, Scott, but his type of comedy is a little bit more than what I like. You know what I'm saying?
Now, as far as, what do you mean?
The loud and obnoxious.
Well, I'll tell you why I like Shecky. And honestly, in his day, I did not follow him. I don't own any records. He came along as a guest one time, and I'll tell you, honestly, the reason I booked him at the time was because he'd had a bout with depression, and I thought, He was good to come on and talk about that. Dick Cavett has come on and talked about his depression. So that was initial, but he came on and he was so quick. The thing about Shecky is you never have to tell him what you're going to talk about. We don't ever go over what we're going to talk about. We don't, it's not like, tell me about your career. When were you born? What was your first job? You know, it's not like that. And he also is clean. You know, when we've had other stand-up comics on, like we had Jackie Mason on, Jackie was tough because he didn't really answer the questions. Everything he tried to turn into a punchline. And there have been others like that. But Shecky is, he's clean. You know he's never going to go to an area that's inappropriate. And gosh, his dialects are so dead on. And he knew his
got quick wit for being 96.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's just the same old comedy all the time. Loud and obnoxious. That's like Chris Rock. We were talking about him the other day. Chris Rock is all right, but he's the same. Loud and obnoxious. You know, Mork and Mindy, who played that?
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams. Loud and obnoxious. I'm not.
Now, what type of comedian?
Bob Newhart type show.
You like the Bob Newhart types.
That's funny, ain't it?
Well, I mean, Bob...
And other stand-up... You know, I like watching stand-up comics, but... It gets a little old with those stand-up comics just trying to be loud and obnoxious. There's comedy that doesn't have to have that.
Well, I agree with you, but I think what we always get from Shecky Green, like today, we got the Arthur Godfrey story. I'd never heard that before. The Merv Griffin story. I thought that was a great...
Oh, yeah, you get to hear a lot of...
Yeah, and they are true, and he knew the Sinatra, Elvis Presley, Colonel Parker, Hervé Villechaize, Sam Giancana. You know, when you are born before the invention of sliced bread, and you still remember, and you're competent, even though his interviews are peppered with you know, comedy, I mean, who's still alive who remembers the Depression?
Right.
Who's still alive that remembers Al Jolson? Work with Al Jolson. You know, these people are long dead. These events are long gone. And you can't get that. There's nobody in show business. I can't think of one person in show business who's over the age of 96 who still has their brain and had as big a career as he did. In his day, he was on he guest hosted Johnny Carson. You couldn't be any bigger than guest hosting The Tonight Show in his day.
Yeah, it's amazing for 96. I think he's more with it than Betty White was in 96.
Oh, that's what I think. Betty White got a lot of attention because she was, people liked her. But you know what? Betty White kind of relied on the same type of comedy all her career. It wasn't loud and obnoxious, but it was this sweet little old lady using dirty words or saying dirty things. You know, she got...
I like comedy a lot more when it's not loud and obnoxious. You know, it just... That gets old after a while.
Well, we had Shecky on twice this week. That was unique for his birthday. But I tell you what I liked, which we had never done before, was going through the invention of things that came after his birth.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
It's amazing that sliced bread hasn't really been around that long.
No, 1928. Only about, 90-something years. 94 years?
Well, there's a saying, something what. There's a saying that they say about sliced bread. I forget how it goes.
Well, isn't it, you know, you're as old as sliced bread or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, he is. He is literally older than sliced bread. And when I was going through that list last night, I thought, you know, this is true. This is not a joke. And it's, but it's funny because, my God, he was around before Scotch tape, color movies, the aerosol can, the yo-yo, sliced bread.
Isn't it funny how those supermarkets or grocery stores have changed since sliced bread 19 years ago?
Oh, well, there's, you know, what I wonder about sliced bread, when was the sandwich invented? I mean, did people just slice their own bread at home? Are they talking about selling sliced bread?
Well, yeah, they're talking about being able to buy sliced the bread already sliced.
Right, but I mean, when people had a sandwich prior to 1928, I mean, did they slice big? You know, because bread that's all together is thick and big, usually.
Right.
I mean, I wonder how sandwiches were made in those days.
A lot of bread it can be hard and has a lot of crust on it, too.
Now, there's some blueberry muffins that can be hard and have some crust on them, too.
Yeah,
I learned that this morning. Oh, you know, I got to do this. I told you, one of our listeners, Judy, and I hope she's out there listening, Judy Summer, sends us some newspaper clippings, and she sent me this newspaper clipping. I love it. It's from a Ziggy comic, and I'm going to put this up on my refrigerator. It's Ziggy standing in front of a mailbox, and the line is, "When it comes to regifting, what goes round comes round, especially when it comes to fruitcakes." So thank you, Judy, for that. And Judy sent a bunch of other ones. We'll go through those sometime.
She knows how you are on the fruitcake.
Oh, yeah, I love this. And Sarah, if you're out there driving the bus, see, even Ziggy agrees with me about the fruitcakes.
Hey, I don't think I'm tried fruitcake years ago, but.
Well, we're going to be tossing them again this year. We're going to start that a little earlier.
That was a good turnout, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a great turnout, and the people who were involved and the fun we had with that, and we did it all in 1 week. So this year, I think the idea is we're going to start it the week of Thanksgiving, enrolling people, and then we'll hold the toss about when we did last year, a couple weeks before Christmas. So people will have about 3 weeks to enter people.
It'll be interesting to see if somebody breaks that record.
Oh, my gosh.
You ain't going to break it by much.
Well, now, do you? I can't remember. I know we have it written down at the studio, but how many feet did he throw that?
Was it 62 feet?
It was unbelievable. It blew everybody else away. And I'll tell you, I was there, and the Marion Star was there. When he threw that, this was not a big kid. It wasn't a muscular kid. It wasn't anything like that. And he did not run up. He did not overhand it. It was an underhanded toss of the same fruitcake that everybody else used. And I still don't know. And it didn't roll. I mean, it rolled a little bit, but it wasn't like it rolled 20 feet. You know, I think Adam threw it 18 feet.
That was an overhand, so, you know, I can see the distance.
Right. It was not. It was underhanded, and I still don't know. When I was watching that, I thought, you have to be kidding me. You know, and we had Santa Claus throw a fruitcake. You know, Santa Claus, he tips the scales up there, and I would have thought he would have had a bigger toss. And we had Adam, who claims he goes to the gym every day. My God, he only threw it about 2 feet.
Well, he's got a year to go to the gym and work out, so hopefully he'll show better next time.
Only if we had Adam's toss on camera. It was a thing of pure beauty. And my goodness, Mayor Kellogg, I think, got it in the 40-foot range. Pastor Craig, I think he was up in the 50s. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Pastor Craig, you know, he's a young, you know, guy who works out there in the field. You know, he got a good toss off. But how this kid, Ralph Thacker, who had won it the first time, he got a great toss. I think he finished second or third. Terry threw one. He's not a small guy. I just don't know how that kid did that. That was,
I think it was 82 feet.
I don't know.
The closest was like 60.
It was.
He was like 20 feet farther than.
And he said he'd never practiced, and I believe him because his grandfather had entered him. And, well, he works at Donato's. If anybody ever wants to go see the kid, I'm sure he remembers it. But, gee whiz, that was something to behold.
And maybe get somebody to videotape it next time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll tell you, it was something. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. A lot of things to talk about. 740-751-4038. 43 minutes past the hour. We'd love to hear from you. Love this Ziggy cartoon. I'm going to have to get this laminated, kind of like the COVID cards. Ziggy in front of a mailbox saying, when it comes to regifting, what goes round comes round, especially when it comes to fruitcakes. And fruitcakes is with a big exclamation point. See? Ziggy cartoons. 740-751-4038. Do you have anything to say about the Ziggy cartoon or Shaky Green or, oh, what else have we been talking? Oh, this story in the newspaper about the dog born with two appendages. And they're not using the word appendage in the paper. I don't know. Is it in the actual paper? Does anybody have a hard copy of the paper? Is this story actually in the paper? 740-751-4038. And do they actually use that word in the paper, in the headline? Maybe there's a whole new way of doing things. I don't know. It's beyond me. All righty. What else do we got going on here? Okay. Well, the dog collar thing still puzzles me, as I said. I don't know how anybody doesn't know anything about Harding's dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar. I don't get it. I never will. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Sarah's not driving Beth today.
Oh, she's off?
Yeah, she's off today.
She's gold bricking and not listening to the station?
Yeah, No, she's hanging out with me.
Oh, she's with you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what does she feel about the Ziggy cartoon?
I didn't ask her.
But where are you guys at today?
Columbus.
Oh, you're down in Columbus right now.
Yeah, we got you on the...
You got me on the what?
Her cell phone.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. What are you guys doing down in Columbus? Eating?
We haven't decided where we're eating yet.
Well, I'll tell you, up. You could pick me up one of those Chick-fil-A chicken salad, grilled chicken salads with ranch. I love those things.
Oh.
I'm kidding. But no, that's I love their salads over at Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to listen to the auction on Channel 39 tonight.
Well, you can put them on, but you know, keep us on, too.
Okay.
Well, have fun. Be safe down there. And if anything else interests you in the next 2 hours, give me a buzz.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Sarah and Judy Smith down in Columbus today, having a good time, I guess. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Well, I'm wondering why... the obituary didn't appear on your show. Rosemary Rose Bosnoff Matthews died several days ago. Hasn't been on yet.
Let me, you know what, I'll ask Adam right now. Was she local here in Marion?
I think the funeral is Monday.
Let me ask him. And as soon as I hear back from him, Rosemary Fosnaw Matthews.
Yeah, she was in the Marion Star 2 or 3 days ago.
How old was Rosemary?
92.
92. Well, God bless her. Was she a friend of yours?
Yes.
Yeah.
I graduated high school with her.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Well, I'm sorry to hear that she passed away. How are you doing?
It was Thurman Matthews' widow.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How about that? Well, I'm glad to hear that she had such a good long life. And Adam just sent me him. He said it doesn't sound familiar, but he updated at 7 a.m. So he'll do another update when he gets home. So we'll get that on.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a call if there's anything on your mind. That's a good call there about missing an obituary. We don't want to miss anybody's obituary because we do that as a free service. And, you know a lot of people don't get the paper anymore and a lot of people don't get on the Internet. So that's a way to do it. I love that Judy and Sarah are listening via the Internet in Columbus because, you know, that's a way to get us now if the... signals not reaching or going out or whatever it might be. You can always get us that way. Same station works the same way. You can get it on your smart television now, too. I was talking with Phyllis about that early on this morning. And I did not know that until recently. If you have a smart television, you just go into the apps. You search TuneIn. You can download it absolutely free on your smart television. Go under the app, search WWGH, and we'll be playing over your smart television. So you don't even have to have a smartphone or a dot or any of those things. You can listen that way. Lots of ways to listen other than the radio, which if we ever lose the radio signal, you can always listen that way. We'll still be here. 740-751-4038. Okay, Adam is saying he sees it now under the stuff check site, and he'll add it in time for the 4 p.m. edition. So Rosemary's... Rosemary. Was it Rosemary? I think, you know, Rosemary. Rosemary Fosnaw Matthews, Thurman Matthews' widow, passed away at the age of 92 recently, and we will get her obituary information on by 4 p.m. today. We thank the caller for alerting us to that. Okay, 740-751-4038, if anything's on your mind. And again, not to harp on this, but the whole thing with the dog collar, this has been going on nearly a year now that we've been talking about this, and probably close to 6 months that we've had this reward. I think it was around Thanksgiving time when that reward became available of $1,000. And the fact that we haven't even got one clue, a hint, nothing. Nobody has said anything about this. That is very odd to me. You would think somebody would have emailed or called just with a clue. People like to gossip. There's nothing wrong with gossip. You'd think there'd be some gossip surrounding that caller somewhere. I mean, that's how Lady Justice was found. I mean, Dick Carey told some people, and other people became aware, and through gossip, it was retrieved. Same thing with Harding's love letters to Carey Phillips. You know, the lawyer, I think, told people that he had the letters, and his wife, I guess, used to read them at home or something like that. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any idea why there is no talk of this dog collar? No gossip at all. No clues. Nothing. You would think that somebody would have had to have seen the dog collar in the last 11 years other than the person who took it. I mean, what did they do? Take it and put it in a safe and never look at it for 11 years? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Thinking about the fruitcake toss last year, you know, that was a lot of fun. And I can't believe it's already April. You know, what are we? 8 months away from Christmas time, 7 months away from Thanksgiving, 6 months away from Halloween time. So it won't be long. And we'll be tossing fruitcakes again. Easter, coming a little later this year, on April 17th. 52 minutes past the hour. Certainly don't want to miss the ribbon cutting at the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, which is housed in Heritage Hall. That'll be happening on June the 2nd. We don't have the exact time of that yet, but WWGH Radio will be on the spot that night, covering that historic event, June the 2nd, Mary Ellen Withrow ribbon cutting over at Heritage Hall. It'll be interesting to see that museum. I know I've talked with Mary Ellen about some things that are in there that were not available when it was out at Primrose, and sounds like a lot of fun. 740-751-4038. Anything on anybody's mind this morning? I think that's pretty much... Well, I'll tell you, you know, I did have something early on I was going to do this morning, and I guess we can do it now. We always talk... Well, the other night, I was talking with somebody about what do kids do now? And it seems like they're just all playing on their smartphones and their computer games and video games and what have you. But what did you do when you were young? What kind of things did you do? And if you were in the Marion area, what did you do? Now, there was a lot of talk the other night when I was having this conversation about the roller rink, Rollerama, out behind Big Lots. Now, I don't know if that's still busy. I think it's still open, but I don't know if that's a busy place. Talked about bowling. We used to have a lot of bowling alleys in Marion. We had Buckeye Lanes downtown and Star Lanes. I think that was out on Route 4. We had Southland Lanes out by the mall. We had Plaza out here, which is Blue Fusion now. People used to go to the baseball fields. What did you do when you were young? What was the thing to do? Now, over the years, we've heard a lot about the Isley Shop. That kid used to go to the Isley Shop and get the Klondikes. And what was it if it was a pink Klondike? If the ice cream was pink inside your Klondike, you got another Klondike for free. I think that was the story. I think that's a fun idea. So what did you do when you were a kid? If you were in Marion, what did you do? Where'd you hang out? Or if you lived in another area, what did you do? Where'd you hang out? What was it like when you were a kid? 740-751-4038. We could get a lot of different answers on this, because there are a lot of people from a lot of different generations. So as generations went on I think things changed that people did. I mean, clearly, the Isley shop went out of business at one point, and they stopped doing that pink ice cream thing. And I know people used to talk about Gallagher's all the time, which I think was a drugstore downtown. Now, I don't know why kids hung out there, but apparently that was a hangout spot. I think there used to be a roller rink on 309. I think we've talked about that. We have talked about, what are some other things kids did? Places they hung out. Well, it used to be Shooting the Loop, and I still don't understand exactly what the Loop is. I know people have called in and told me where the Loop was in Marion, but I still really don't understand exactly where the Loop is, or where the Loop was. We always heard a lot, too, about Snow's Racket Store, but I don't think that was a place where kids hung out. That seemed to be more of a place where, kind of a catch-all type of a store that people went to. I don't know if there were any good pizza shops or restaurants in that area. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, years ago, there kids used to hang out at malt shops and soda fountains.
Well, where, I mean, did we have any of those here?
I don't know of any of them in town, but I bet you Gallagher's or someplace probably had one if there was, you know, a group of kids.
Well, that's what I don't know if Gallagher's was a malt shop. I mean, obviously it was a pharmacy. I do know that. But I don't know.
Pharmacies did that.
Yeah, I don't know if they were or not.
You ever watch Ozzie and Harriet?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they have a malt shop on there where they hang out a lot.
Well, I heard that Henny and Cooper, which was still in business in my time, but by the time I'd come around, they had gotten rid of their lunch counter. But I heard Henny and Cooper used to have a lunch counter.
Yep, they used to. Murphy's down there.
But I don't know if kids hung out there. I know that, you know, people used to go there for lunch. I mean, but I usually heard those stories from people who were working in those days. I never really heard that kids... Well, the only one I heard about kids was Gallagher's, and I don't understand what the appeal of Gallagher's was to kids.
They
I still
had to have a soda fountain or a malt shop or something.
Somebody out there had to have
you
went to Gallagher's.
Kids weren't going there to get their volumes.
No, no, so you know these people out there listening right now. Somebody had to have went to Gallagher's as a kid. Now, why Gallagher's? What was it about that it was a hangout? Maybe we'll hear.
Yeah, maybe somebody can tell us.
All right, thank you. I don't know. What was the appeal of Gallagher's? 740-751-4038. Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour. I've got another hour with you today from 12:15 to 1 p.m. So don't tune away from this station. Then I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers from 8:15 until 10 p.m. All kinds of interesting things to talk about, I'm sure. But no, I Gallagher's was gone by the time I came around, or if it wasn't gone, I never went there. So I don't know why kids hung out at Gallagher's. Now, I can understand kids hanging out at Isley's because of the ice cream, but I don't get Gallagher's. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, there was club co-ed at the YMCA. A lot of the kids went there.
Now, what?
The roller arena out by Garfield Park where the storage places are now. That was a popular place.
What was club co-ed? What went on there?
Had dances, had some food, had drinks, just
kind of a fun thing for kids to do.
It was all kids. Yeah, a lot of kids after high school, or even after school got out, they all went to the club co-ed.
Well, that's interesting. Now, was that the one downtown?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Hey, we got a break coming up here, but we are going to come back at 12:15. So if you ever went to Gallagher's or remember what you did here in Marion as a kid or what you did in another community, what did kids used to do? You know, now it's cell phones, tablets, video games. I don't know what it used to be. We're going to get to the bottom of this Gallagher's thing in the next hour. Stay with us here on WWGH Radio. Remember, we're always streaming live at WWGH1071.com or download that free TuneIn app on any smart television, smartphone, tablet, cell phone, whatever you have, and search WWGH. Back in 15
You're listening
minutes,
to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my Bozo laugh.